Yeah, that is wild. I mean, Boise got nothing and Eastern Idaho got nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I bribe Idaho Power a little bit and get those planes to come over my place.
Well, it's we're getting behind in the count over here. We got a long ways to go, so it's not time to push the panic button, but I think we need to kind of be tracking how we're doing.
Yeah, zero is not a very good start.
So we're still needing Dean and Mark and Al. Is that what we're looking for?
That's correct. You do have a quorum, so you can take action, but we ought to wait another minute or two.
Yeah, I'm fine waiting a couple of minutes here. Everybody needs to be privy to this. This is kind of a busy little session.
We haven't ran our snow course yet because there's no snow.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I think the Henry's Fork Basin went from like 139 or even 156% of average snowpack down to I don't even know what it is today, probably in the low 40s. I think at sometime this week we're even going to go below average on water year numbers. Okay, water year precip is 96% of average, and it was up around 130 a month ago. Rob Van Kirk's not even calculating snow water equivalent averages.
Well, we should get something this weekend. Looks like a fairly big system coming in.
I take that back. Snow water equivalent on the Henry's Fork drainage today is 52% of average. It's the second lowest for the date in the last 36 years. Which means very little because that probably means there's on average 3 inches instead of five.
I can remember years when we were 300% right now, too. And then, 1st of January, we were about 80 or so.
Okay, we're. My count, we're still looking for Mark and Al.
That's correct.
Okay, we'll give it a couple more minutes.
We were expecting them.
It's possible that Al might not be able to join us. He's
Oh, that's right.
so if he doesn't jump in,
Okay.
but we do expect Mr. Gibbs.
Okay. That's right. Al was going to be out of town today, but he was going to try and join.
Okay.
There's Mr. Barker.
Oh, he did make it.
Hi Al, how's your vacation going?
It's 50 degrees here in lovely Tampa today. So I actually have to put on long sleeves.
You're in Florida and you're still cold? That's bad news. Okay, well, I think maybe we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order and catch up Mark as soon as he gets on, if need be. This is special board meeting number 9-23, originating at the Water Center and on Zoom for those of us participating remotely. The first order of business is roll call. Jennifer.
Mr. Barker?
Here.
Ms. Cole-Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Gibbs? Mr. McMahon?
Here.
Mr. Olmstead?
Here.
Mr. Stevenson?
Here.
Mr. Vanstone?
Here.
And Chairman Rabel?
Here. Okay, we have a quorum. The next item on the agenda is the Mountain Home Air Force Base Water Resilience Project Design Build Contract. How are we handling that, Brian?
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Mike Morrison, and he's going to walk us through that discussion item.
Let's see, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and Deputy Director. I'm going to share my screen now and provide a slideshow for you. Okay, well, it's been a couple of years that we've been working on this thing, and we finally got to the point that we've got somebody who's going to design it and build it for us. And what I would like to do is get you folks to approve the contract and give us some money for it. I guess in a nutshell, that's what we're going to do. I'd like to start with a very, very high-level contract overview, make a few introductions to the IMCO team, talk about some proposed highlights of their proposals, some questions that have come up, a little bit about project cost, schedule, and then I'm going to request funding. Okay, so this is a fixed price design build contract. The fixed price that the IMCO team has agreed to is $26,439,000. The design builder will be the IMCO team. They will design, build, test an intake, pumping station, and pipeline from CJ Strike Reservoir to a water treatment plant that will be built by the Air Force at Mountain Home Air Force Base. So in a nutshell, that's what the contract does. We pay them $26 million, and they build us a pipe and pump station. Any questions? Don't worry, I've got more than this. Okay, I'd like to talk a little bit about the IMCO team. I have been referring to it as the IMCO team because that's quicker, but it's actually composed of IMCO and Stantec. Stantec actually is going to design the system. Let's see, I've got Mr. Nick Smith from Stantec. He's helping to integrate the design with IMCO. So Stantec is going to design the system. IMCO will actually build it. And let's see, I've got a couple of other folks from IMCO here. I've got Brett Himes, he's going to be the construction manager. And I've got Eric Bescholte. He actually is the engineer on the other side who's going to be the counterpart integrating with Mr. Smith. So it's actually a team. I'd like to remind everybody on the board that this is one of three pre-qualified design build teams. So we had a pre-qualification step in this. So the only people who got through were people we believed could do the job. IMCO itself has substantial experience with in-water projects of similar and larger scope. Most recently, one that I think I heard people talking about was the water treatment facility up in Lewiston. IMCO built that or did the rebuild on it. Something that's really important, that was a critical piece of infrastructure. If anything had gone wrong, the people of Lewiston would have been without water for a while. So IMCO was able to pull it off, and I don't believe there were any major interruptions in water. I didn't hear about it on the news anyway. So, what's that?
Stantec was designed.
Okay, so Stantec was the designer on that. So we've seen this team before. We know that they can deliver. So I'd like to digress just a little bit and talk about the original engineer's estimate that I've given you. $53 million, that included $38 million for design, construction, and testing. That's what IMCO will be doing for us. And another $15 million for construction management, owner's advisor, surveying, various kinds of professional services. When the engineer is me, put together the estimate, we still have a lot of unknowns. One big unknown was inflation. At the time we had 8.5% inflation, it might have gone higher. We had a lot of uncertainty about whether we would even be able to get teams to build this. So I did build in a premium into that. It was an $8.9 million premium in addition to the $53 million. So you may have been, we've seen a $62 million figure. But $38 million corresponds to what IMCO, the IMCO team is going to be doing for us. And when we saw IMCO's bid for $26 million, it did raise some eyebrows. I think you're all aware of that. I know at least one member of the evaluation team who's on the board definitely raised some questions about it. At the time I put that together, like I say, it was kind of a worst case estimate. I assumed we'd had 14 miles of solid rock. I assumed that the Air Force was going to be using a much, much more complicated intake structure than they finally requested from us. So there were a lot of things that went into that that made that $38 million. Nevertheless, that IMCO was able to trim down some prices or some costs, and I'd like to talk about how they've gone about doing that. So, so IMCO's proposal includes some innovative strategies that may obviate the need for some long lead time electrical items. You're probably aware that right now, electrical equipment in particular, but various kinds of equipment are very difficult to get. They had come up with an innovative strategy that kind of made it so that we didn't have to get a large 1 megawatt transformer. Of course, Idaho Power has to be on board with that. And I think there's a little bit of a risk there. After our discussions with IMCO, they agreed that if this strategy doesn't work, they would eat the differential cost of having to do that, go for that. Concrete masonry pump house, actually the concrete masonry unit for the pump house is a good solid design, but when we looked at it, we were concerned that it might need some additional hardening to meet anti-terrorism requirements. In particular, there's some openings that are kind of in the direction you might expect blast. That's something that they've agreed to go through and do some more analysis and design work. And again, we're not going to be picking up the cost on that. Finally, and this is where IMCO got a lot of its savings, was low trench costs. IMCO is using the shallowest trench that's allowable by code throughout the entire design. We had in our contract documents indicated a deeper trench design, a 4-foot cover throughout the entire thing. Turns out, and this is we're not quite sure how this happened, but it turns out that particular drawing was incorporated as a reference drawing and not as a requirement. So what we've decided we're going to do with this is if the Air Force is okay with it the way we are requesting it, then I guess it will be much less expensive. If they're not, I may be coming back to you asking for some money to dig the trench deeper, and we will know that very soon. So any questions about IMCO's proposal?
Board members, questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. Al, and then Joanne.
So Mike, what would be the basis for the Air Force rejecting something that meets code?
We have an MOA with the Air Force. It has been our experience that despite the MOA and a lot of work putting that together. And by the way, this does meet everything in the MOA. It meets the uniform facilities criteria that's specified in the MOA. We have found that the Air Force changes its mind.
Well, we could tell them if they want it deeper, they can pay for it.
We have a lot of very interesting discussions.
That was an aside. Don't
okay,
take that to heart, Mike.
I'm ready.
Mr. Chairman, Megan Carter here. Can I jump in and add a little bit more clarification to that?
Yes, please do.
It's possible that due to something that the Air Force has not disclosed for whatever reason, they may not be able to accept the gift if the trench is not deeper. And so that would be where we would run into problems. But as Mike did point out, IMCO's proposed bid is lower than even our estimates. And so it shouldn't tax the budget to accommodate if that is something that is needed. But we're assuming that it won't be.
And Mr. Chairman, Board, I will make sure to remind IMCO that that's not an invitation to.
Ms. Chairman, if I could follow up, do we have any indication as to whether or not the Air Force is leaning towards not accepting this?
No indication so far.
Hopefully we can work this out, but I do think we all need to understand that the same engineering that was presented even as a reference to the 4 foot depth was presented to the Air Force as well as to the potential bidders. Is that correct, Mike?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
But well, I think we just need to let staff work through it, Al. But if it meets code and it's going to guarantee delivery, then that should be all the Air Force would require. But we'll have to work through that, I suppose. Does that answer your question, Al?
It does. Thank you.
Okay, Joanne.
My question was along the same lines on the trenches, but I'm just curious, what is the difference between 4 feet and code?
So Ms. Cole Hansen, Commissioner or Chairman Raybould, if I may. So code varies depending on the jurisdiction. So for example, where this is in ITD, ITD has one code, one depth that they want to use. Mountain Home Highway District has a different depth that they want to use, a different set of standards. And then out in Mountain Home, or out in the some of the other areas, there may not even be a code other than just good engineering practice that applies. That would be 6 inches below the frost depth. Frost depth in those areas is 2 feet, and 6 inches below that is 2 feet, 6 inches of cover. And in some areas, the IMCO proposal is for 2 feet, 6 inches of cover, rather than a uniform 4 feet throughout the entire project.
You answered my question. I was curious about the level of frost. So,
okay, board members, any other questions for Mike? Okay, I think you pretty well answered my questions, Mike. Next.
Okay, I would like to review the schedule very quickly with you. Something that's driving this and the reason that we've asked you for a special board meeting is that IMCO has told us that in order to be sure that they can complete this on time, there is a hard date of 1 December 2023 that they have to have a contract approved. So I appreciate you folks coming here and meeting with us today. This is very largely driven by this guy here, these birds that are out there. August 2024 is a window where they can begin work in the canyon, largely due to these birds that are out there. We attempted to get an easement from the birds, but we weren't able to do that. So we're going to have to work around this schedule. If they don't get started by August 2024 and they can't get the work done, they're going to have to wait an entire year. So they won't be able to get started until August 2025. And as you can see from the schedule down here, July 2025 is when we're scheduled to hand this thing off to the Air Force. So they're really constrained. There's other constraints that they've got on the schedule, but this is the kind of constraint they've got. They've got a very narrow window that they can work in the canyon. That would be to put together the pump station, the inlet, and the penstock that comes up out of the canyon, all fairly difficult work to do. And so they want to get in there right here and as soon as they can to get started with that. So that in large measure is what's driving the sense of urgency is our flying feathered friend here. So the board has already funded $5 million for this project. Most of that money has gone towards owner's advisor, getting some surveying done, some other things done, or it will be spent on that. We're requesting an additional $30 million. So the total request to date would be for $35 million total. for the project. And I guess I would ask if you've got any other questions for me right now.
Questions for Mike? I think we're, silence is acceptance, I think, Mike.
Silence is acceptance, okay. I have to remember that. Okay, so let's see.
We or have a, one or the other.
Yes. We've got a resolution here, as you figured. We would like you to take a look at it. And I think most of the board members have provided some feedback on this already. I think there were just a couple of words that we added on this. So I'm going to go through and I'm going to unshare. Okay, can everybody see the resolution?
Yes.
And I don't know if you want me to go through and go through line by line. There's a lot of this you've seen before in previous resolutions. Really the meat down here under the whereas is the now therefore it be resolved that the IWRB approves of contracting with IMCO to design, build, and test the water transmission system. Now therefore be it resolved that the IWRB authorizes expenditures of up to $35 million, including $5 million already approved by the board from ARPA State Fiscal Recovery Fund for the development and construction of the Mountain Home Air Force Base water transmission system. Further authorizations will be required upon determination of total development and construction costs. And now therefore be it further resolved that the IWRB authorizes its chairman to execute the necessary agreements or contracts for the purpose of this resolution. So any questions, comments?
Any questions on the resolution? Staff has determined that the chairman is more expendable than any of the staff, so the chairman will sign the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, the only question I have is whether or not we should have referenced the IMCO agreement as opposed to any necessary agreements, but I assume we include the IMCO agreement as one of the necessary agreements for the purposes of this resolution.
Where would you plug that in, Al, in that first, therefore be it resolved that contract is,
I would say, to execute the IMCO agreement and other necessary agreements for the purpose of this.
Okay.
I think that would be more clear. And while you're additional, pondering that, I looked at the contract, Mike, and I have to confess I can't remember. IMCO is the contracting party and Stantec is a subcontractor to IMCO. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And the contract names Stamco or Stantec as the sub?
I believe that was in the key professional personnel. Okay. And we did not circulate those appendices for sake of your sanity and ours.
Wow. I appreciate that. And then one other question, Megan. I did see a unit price for changes, but I didn't see that we had adopted a unit price schedule. And I don't know if that's something that's in one of the schedule or one of the attachments or not.
We don't have a unit price. I thought I had managed to remove all references to that. I will look and see and
Well, it's in the change order. It's in one of the change order provisions that says, you know, that's one of the ways we can agree upon a change order if we have a unit price according to a standard schedule or that's in the contract or to be developed later, something along those lines.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I just missed one instance of reference to unit price when this was developed. We were unsure how this was going to be negotiated. So I will make sure and address that.
Okay, so that change in the draft contract that was shared with some of us will be corrected as part of passing this resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, I just have one more technical question, if I could, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
So the way, and I don't know if this is a Megan or a Mike question, but the way the contract is written, IMCO is responsible for the interconnection with the Air Force. And I couldn't really tell how we go about making sure that what we're proposing to use for the interconnection is the same thing that the Air Force is proposing to use for the interconnection. And then how the overlap between the two, because whenever you have two contractors doing work, there's always a fight over who's responsible for the gray area between the two contracts. And I don't know how far through we've thought that, or if that's just something we have to deal with when we get to the end of the fight.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, we want to make sure that our thought on the subject isn't we're providing a round coupler and the Air Force is standing there wanting us to hook onto a square coupler, or who's going to tighten up the bolts. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. Or at least have the golden spike being driven at rails that connect to one another.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Barker, that particular bit of interface has been a fairly long topic of conversation. We've got a weekly meeting we call the design integration meeting. The proposal for how to hook up is actually included in some of those drawings and contract documents that we didn't send to you folks. So that is in there. It's also a discussion item. It's something that the parties may mutually agree to change if it makes some kind of sense. But right now it requires simply a flange that we're going to provide. And next to it is going to be a handhole in which there's, I don't remember the exact number of feet of fiber optic cable that'll be there so that the Air Force can extend it to their plant, but there'll be a large amount of fiber optic cable. So right now that is our obligation to the interface, and that's been defined, but we may go back and revisit that if the engineers believe there's a good reason to.
Okay, other questions on the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, Mike, this is not really on the resolution, but when IMCO, the timeline we had with IMCO, that was all set prior to not being able to get the bird exemption. So when you said that there'll be no in canyon work until August of 24, is that different from what we were bid as far as, you know, changing the time frame? Is that already a change order? Or?
Let's see, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Olmstead. This is the same thing that was in the documents that the selection committee saw.
Okay, good. And so that means then, just so I'm clear, no work going up the canyon wall and no work on the pump station until after August of 24?
That is currently correct, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, as an aside, would you like an insert here on line 72?
Yes.
The IMCO agreement and other necessary agreements? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I think that probably satisfies Member Barker's concern. Can you hear me there in the conference room?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It just appeared that everybody froze on screen for a minute. Okay, Al, are you okay with line 72 now?
Mr. Chairman, yes. And with that correction, I would move to adopt the resolution in front of us today with the realization that Megan's going to do a little tweaking to the MCO agreement before it's signed.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'd second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion on the resolution before we vote? Okay, seeing none, we will proceed to vote. This is definitely a roll call vote. Jennifer.
Thank you. Mr. Barker?
Aye.
Ms. Kohansen?
Aye.
Mr. Gibbs is absent. Mr. McMahon?
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead?
Sorry.
Mr. Olmstead? Thank you.
I was muted.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Van Stone?
Aye.
And Chairman Rabel?
Aye. Okay, motion carries. We've approved the resolution and authorized the chairman to sign the contract, which the chairman will authorize staff to use my file signature for that signature so it can happen today. I assume the our contracting partner is anxious to sign and begin design. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Mike, so the contractor needs a notice to proceed. Is that when the contract is signed, or is that a different event?
So it's presumed that it's when the contract is signed, but I will send them a notice to proceed today so that we've done that as well.
Okay. Brian, anything else on the Air Force Base?
Not unless any board members have any additional questions.
Okay. I don't hear any. Are there any other non-action items that we need to discuss, Brian?
Not to my knowledge, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Well, it is a beautiful sunny day here in Eastern Idaho, at least where I reside. There's no snow.
Hey, Mr. Chairman.
Al and then Brian.
Oh, I just wanted to, I don't know if how many of you all just got an email from John Williams, but Clearing Up has reported the United States is going to spend the billions of dollars on tribal energy to replace the Snake River dams, like similar to the briefing that we got. So
BPA has issued that information, so it's
public. It's in Clearing Up. BPA is just sending around the fact that Clearing Up has reported it.
Oh.
So, and it's not supposed to be made public until December 15th. So you'll start to hear more about that topic probably in about 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. Anything else anybody wants to visit about before we sign off?
Mr. Chairman, Brian here. I just had concerns about the IGWA letter that was sent to the board. And they've requested a meeting with the board and with Idaho Power. And if we are, in fact, going to have that meeting sometime, I guess I would feel way better if we could have a meeting, amongst ourselves first so we can... I wasn't there when the letter from 2019 or 20 was sent. So this is the first time. So I don't know if, I'm not enough of a legal mind to know if we're violating the Swan Falls Agreement or state codes or anything else. So I just request that we have some kind of a meeting for the board, maybe executive session even before we would, schedule that meeting with Idaho Power and IGWA, if we're going to have that meeting.
Okay, I will work with Brian and staff to see what kind of a schedule we can put together that will accommodate the board reviewing that request, and then subsequently how we move forward scheduling that joint meeting with the other parties.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
And Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I would like to also, I know I've said this 100 times, but that water going over Milner is also the Lewiston Orchards recharge and the city of Lewiston's recharge into our canyon wall. And if these dams are removed, our aquifer drops 30 feet. That recharge becomes even more critical to our aquifer, potentially.
All right. There's a lot to sort out. We've got a lot on our plate. I think we're going to receive an extra helping of whatever it all is in a couple of weeks. Plan to be fairly busy, board members. I think it's going to be a busy winter season for us. So we'll go to work on these items we have in front of us, knowing that there are others coming down the pike. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, second.
Second.
Okay, I got Dean for the motion and Joanne for the second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, the rest of our board staff. I think this is a great project. I'm tickled. We're moving forward. We're on a schedule that will accommodate the agreement that we have with Simplot. I'm sure there are going to be many other hurdles that we have to overcome to complete the project, but appreciate you getting us to this point, especially you, Mike. I know it's been a yeoman's effort. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, board members, for all showing up to today. This is very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. All right. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
All right. So long.
Bye.